dinner. So my brother started to play a joke on them, and they beat up Lux soap and made it look just like whipped cream. And they put it in front of my brother because he loved it so much, and he took a great big mouthful, and he found out it was soap, and he swallowed. And he swallowed some of it, and he choked on it almost. So everybody laughed because I think they cured it from the whipped cream. My mother lived in a house that the owners of the Stanley Iron Works next door lived in. And when they sold, they had a lot of factories where we lived, Stanley. They called that the Stanley section of Bridgewater. They owned all the houses and they were selling them all. So the company houses were sold to people that lived in them first. But my mother bought the house from the Stanley Works, but there were people living in there when they bought it. And the people that lived there were not told that they were selling that. Well, they didn't apply in time enough to get the house. My father got it first, so they had to move out. And then we moved in, and there was no bathroom. My father put bathrooms in there. My father and mother lived downstairs with my brothers and sisters, and I lived upstairs when I was married then. And an apartment upstairs, made two apartments. And so that's where I lived. And then we moved to where I'm living now, at 51 Wall Street, and the house, we went and looked at it to buy it. It was, from the kitchen floor, you could see down cellar. We went down the cellar, and the water was up high, three steps. The door from the kitchen, you could see outdoors. So my husband was very handy about things like that. So he says, I like the way the situation of the house was made. So he says, okay, we'll get it. He took and put drains all down the cellar with pipes in them that it would take the water if it come in. And never had any trouble since. It's still, the pipes are still there at this now.
And he cemented
and
the
then he put the cement on top of the pipes and left drain holes so the water would go outside to a well like. And as far as the kitchen, we made that all over. And it was a beautiful house after that to live in. But it was handy. There was electricity in the house that put in. We bought it for $1,300. At that time, it was a lot of money, but $1,300 was cheap enough to get it. So then we did all the repairs and everything. We made it look pretty good. Then Norma was born. No, we had a depression before that. We had a depression, and my husband was working at the Carver Cotton. He had lost his job at the Stanley Works. He was working at the Carver Cotton Gin in East Bridgewater, which is now Murray Company. And he was getting $7 every other week. No, $15 every other week, then $7 a week. To live in, to live with, buy food, we used to pay $15 a month for the mortgage on the house, and stuff like that, and $15. So that lasted probably a year and a half, 2 years, we went along like that. Then after that, it wasn't so bad.
How did you meet Lizeo?
Oh, he was a neighbor of mine. Lizeo was a neighbor of mine and used to come over and sit on the steps with us at the house where we lived, about three houses out from where we lived. And then other times we'd go down to, there, between him and his brother Tony, they made a radio. A first radio that was in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
in Bridgewater, and they had a white cat, and this cat, that we used to use my earphones, and we'd split the phones, one would take one phone ear, and one would take the other one, so we'd listen to the radio. It wasn't too bad for a radio, homemade radio. We passed there, Bob and made it. They had a cat, and this cat would go up on top of, with his paws upon the radio, and listen to it. Every time it played, he was there listening to that radio.
Can you tell about the diphtheria epidemic?
Well, I wasn't there, but I've heard about it. Across the street from my mother-in-law's house, they made it into a hospital. It was a three-decker house that lived across the street from my mother-in-law. They made it into a hospital. And the people that went there with the flu, they said they gave them a pill that was made them spit up black stuff. And all the people that went there died. But the ones who stayed home and drank wine or whiskey lived.
And a lot of people died.
So many people died in that hospital. That, everyone that went there died because they wanted to get rid of the disease, I guess, or something. I don't know. But anyway, the people that stayed home and didn't take the pill.
But the ones that were the worst did go to the hospital,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's maybe why,
right,
too.
I suppose so. I don't know. But anyway.
Luceo's brother Tony died at that.
And his brother, after the Stanley Works closed up, Luceo's brother Tony, my husband's brother Tony, was a watchman there. And he used to go around out of the whole place, and I guess he must have drank some water there, which he shouldn't have.
From a spring?
I don't know.
You think it might have been from a spring?
But it could have been. But anyway, they drank water he wasn't supposed to. And he got diphtheria.
Typhoid
fever. And he started to spit blood and everything, so he died from that. And he was only 23, I think, when he died.
Smart boy.
He was the smartest one of all.
Yeah, ambidextrous. And he was the one that worked on that radio.
Yeah, he was the one that did most of the radio.
And Liseo lost his father, Frank, diphtheria epidemic.
The flu.
Yeah, diphtheria flu.
The flu. It was 1918. My mother-in-law lost her husband, Liseo's father, of the flu, and she was left alone with six children.
And pregnant.
And Mary was just a month old when he died. My sister-in-law Mary, she was the youngest of the Filipinis, and she was a month old, and the poor woman used to take in washings and go across the street and do housework and all that. And one time, the lady across the street, she was over there washing clothes for her, and she broke a pitcher, and she made her pay for it, because she made her pay for it, which my mother-in-law couldn't afford to pay for it, but she made her pay for it. And it was hard times for everybody at that time, was that, you know? She had it very hard. Six children.
You had to do washing at home quite a few times yourself, didn't you?
Well, nobody had machines. Did by hand. At home here, we all did it by hand. And put the boiler on the stove and boil the white clothes to make them white. Then you roll them on a stick and take them out and rinse them. Then hang them outside. Used to put them on the boiler with a beach water, common water we used to call it at the time. The white clothes, all the time. Then finally the easy washing machine with the wringer came on, and we used to have that. Then of course the easy washer made the spinner type machine that used that to take the clothes from the top to the spinning section. and then turn, push a handle to spin them around there, then fill the tub again with clean water to rinse them out, and then spin them again. Oh, it was a hard time. This is like now, kids.
No microwaves.
No microwaves. No nothing.
No food processors.
Oh dear. No vacuum cleaners.
And they used to can everything. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, I used to can. I used to have a garden. From, you know where my garden was last year. Well, all around the house to the other side of the road.
Oh, I remember.
Way over there. And I used to can about 300 or 400 jars a year of stuff. Mm-hmm. Goofy. Crazy.
Well, you used to eat it all.
Yeah, but everybody did at the time. Look at the work that we used to do, though.
I know, but think of the money you saved.
I know, we had to.
You had to.
Yeah.
But you had good times.
Yeah.
Plenty.
Yeah.
And the men all drank like fish.
Oh, gosh.
God. Mm-hmm. There were two social clubs. There still are two social clubs.
They built the road, they put in pipes in our Wall Street, water pipes. And they used to have a big, deep hole, probably 5 feet deep, for the water pipes. And they used to take each other and throw them their hats down in the hole, so they'd have to go after the hats. And my father didn't want to be bothered with the business, so he went up in the attic and
to hide
and go to sleep. They found him, they dragged him down the stairs, and threw him in the hole.
Oh!
Don't tell you, they were fresh.
Really?
Awful.
Wise guys, huh?
Yep.
Well, I remember as a child that they say we used to go out with the guys, and they'd walk each other home, singing.
Right. All the time. They used to be down the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. The barrooms, they didn't think of their wives. I ain't for the wives. Let's stay home. I used to be down my mother's. When I lived upstairs to my mother's, they used to be playing cards downstairs. And I'd nag on the pipe because it was a stormy night. Oh my God, what a stormy night it was. I was scared to stay by myself with you. No. So I'd bang on the pipe for him to come up and see what was wrong. You think he'd come up? Of course not.
No.
He was playing cards. He wasn't going to be bothered with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
No, his wife. That's the way it was in those days. And then,
Shut up. Nani
what?
Is 75 years old this year. She was 75 January 22nd.
Yeah, January 22nd.
And
oh boy, this I was sitting at the kitchen table and I looked up and I see Norma. Then I look it up and I see Freddie, and I thought surely something went wrong. I said, what's the matter? Oh, we came for your birthday. You'll do anything you want. We'll take you to Bino, we'll take you out to eat. We'll do anything you want. I said, oh, that's no fun. So, in 1 hour, we had a big party all made up. Everybody was called, in-laws, outlaws, and whatnot. And we had a big party, about 25, 30 people there.
At your house?
At my house. I said, let everybody come in and have a good time. Tell them no presents, no nothing. Just come in and have a good time. So
everybody came.
We had a beautiful time.
I couldn't believe that within 1 hour everybody would
come. Something.
That's amazing. And since we had such a good time.
Yeah.
It was so nice.
Everybody.
Even
we had two
people
rooms,
who were sick.
Two rooms full of people.
Freddie Costa is not feeling good at all.
His legs giving away on him. So
it's heart trouble.
Yeah. But everybody came. And my friends from Bino and all. I told Lena.
Neighbors.
I said to Lena. I said, Lena, I'm having a party at my house tonight. You want to come? I said, nobody's going to Bino but you.
she
had to come.
Now that's Lena Cipini, right?
Yeah, Lena Cipini, yeah.
And Alice Paltrone.
And her husband came. And Connie Gordon.
And Alice Paltrone.
And Alice Paltrone. And Mary Ferrioli. And Mary and Mickey.
And Mary Ferrioli.
And Albert Cozzoli and his wife.
Millie.
And my sister, Mary and Freddie, her husband. Lily and Johnny, her husband. And
Quinton Loney. Jackie
and Helen Filippini. Frankie Provo and Josephine, his wife.
Rose and Durando.
Mary Tusi.
Bobby Filippini.
Yeah, NATO doesn't feel.